You know, up until about 3 years ago, strip downs in Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 cases really had no bearing in Texas because we hadn't had a sufficient decline in home values, and it was so hard to put second and junior liens against homes that strip downs just didn't play a major role. But I think in the last 2 or 3 years, we've begun seeing more and more efforts to strip down those cases. And so essentially, I'm going to try and go through just the fundamentals of what's going on in strip down cases. I don't think I have anything that remarkable to say, by the way, so if you have something better to do, you should leave. But I do want to sort of go through what I think are the fundamentals of this. I've used this cartoon before, but it actually fits this slide. So if you can't read it, it says, oh, yeah, you can read it. Okay. Chapter 13, strip down. To figure out how Chapter 13 strip down works, you have to understand really two provisions of the bankruptcy code, I think. One is Section 506, and the other is Section 1322b2. Section 506 of the bankruptcy code says that an allowed claim of a creditor that is secured by effectively a state law lien is a secured claim to the extent of the value that exists in the collateral as an unsecured claim to the extent of the balance. And a lien, this is also part of 506, that secures a claim that is not an allowed secured claim is void. So if what you have is a lien that secures a claim with no value in it, you have a void lien.